fall. Out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking. I may be rushing things, but deck the halls
sounds
again.
Sounds like a Angela Lansbury honey-do list of all the things you got to get to, right?
You don't waste any time here, do you, Bruce Van Dyke? One
moving.
Day after, 2 days after Halloween.
It's November. You got to think about that. Get your things together. Maybe even get the holiday cards, Christmas cards. Either find the ones you had last year to send to the people that you didn't send those to so they don't get the same. Do people remember what they got last year from you if you sent the same card 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
That would be, I mean, that was a question.
Oh.
You can respond if you'd like. Well, maybe I can get somebody else on the line to help
you.
Yeah,
that's the spirit.
These kind of questions. I have moved you aside to bring on with us Kelly McLaughlin, who is a learning specialist over at Lorain County Community College. Good morning, Kelly. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm good. We're having you on because you like to send Christmas cards overseas. Tell us a little. This is for the USO, right, to get to Army people, military
yep.
station?
Yep, I do it every year, and I'll deliver the cards to the USO, and then they send them overseas
I was going to say, do they don't mind if they get the same card 2 years in a row over there? I wouldn't think that would be a problem.
Oh, my gosh, no. They love getting any cards, even homemade cards from young children.
Take us back to when you came up with this idea. How long have you been doing this now?
I've been doing it for about 12 years. I do it year-round, send cards, letters of support to the military, but I go all out at Christmas.
What was your interest or your reason for doing this?
Several years ago, when so many of the Marines were killed from the Brook Park Station, there was a newspaper article in the Cleveland Plain Dealer that said how much help the USO needed, and it said one of the big things they needed was letters of support to the military. So I thought that's something I could do. It doesn't cost a penny. It just is a matter of taking some time out to let somebody know you care about them, a complete stranger. And I've been told from multiple veterans that made all the difference in the world to them, to have people reach out to them while they were serving.
Kelly,
so I've continued to do it.
Kelly, do you have any specific names, or are they kind of like generic messages?
Right, they're generic messages. It's just dear friend, happy holidays, dear soldier, dear troop member, just want you to know I'm thinking of you. And the USO sends these packages over to, whole units. So every card would be greatly appreciated.
Now, when you sort of started this, you work at Lorain County Community College, so you kind of have a base of people there. Did you kind of turn to them for...
I sure did. The day I got hired, I asked my boss, hey, could I have my students write letters of support if they want to? And he's like, of course. So these students are amazing. I have 40 students in each of my classes, and they go all out year-round. They love to be able to participate. And then I also give since we have so many returning veterans, so many veterans at home, I give a lot of the letters of support to our veterans and to the different VA hospitals and the different Valor homes that reach out to serve our veterans. Everybody needs to know that their service will always be appreciated.
Well, we're having you on to get people out there just in the regular community to come and help do cards. What's the process for getting the cards to you, or do they? They buy cards, sign them, send them to you. What's the process for them?
Yeah, so they would buy cards. You can get them even at the dollar stores. But buy some cards and maybe sit down as a family with a group of friends, a bowling league, Girl Scout troop, whatever you have, whatever you want to do. Write out some happy holiday wishes. And I am comfortable giving my phone number. And I'm also, I live in Elyria and I work at Lorain County Community College. I could give you my office number. You could drop it off at the college. You could send me a text message and I could arrange to meet the cards. The more people, the better.
What's the number that they could contact you at?
They could contact me at 440-552-3400.
Now, do you have a box awaiting the cards to fill up?
Yeah. We have a box right outside of my office, and my office is in the main building at the community college. It's called the College Center. It's where our LCC bookstore is, and it's on the second floor, room 234.
Do they have people coming in? I have cards for that card lady. Where do I take them to? They probably know where to send them, huh?
Yeah. I'm gonna remind the people at the bookstore and at Starbucks where to send them. Yeah, everybody at the college knows that I do this.
So you're collecting these now through up to Thanksgiving. That's kind of the deadline.
Yep. Thanksgiving's going to be my deadline this year.
Because it takes a while for a package that you send from the United States to get to somebody overseas. Doesn't it go through a lot of different hands to get there?
It sure does, but at least the boxes that the USO sends, they do get there faster than, just something that like you or me would send.
Kelly, any idea based on previous years how many people help you out?
Oh, thousands, thousands. One year I collected 9,000 cards, every year my goal is 1,000 cards, and every year I'm amazed at how many I end up receiving.
Right. Tell us about that one special card that you sent or you got that made you the connection with somebody overseas.
That's been a highlight of my life. That card was received by my very dear friend. His name is Akeem. He received it at this point 10 years ago. He was in Iraq, and his commander said, "Hey, Akeem, you have a package." And inside that package from the USO was one card, and it was from me. And I put my name and address in it, I guess. And he actually wrote back to me when I received that card from him on Christmas Eve. And it was Merry Christmas from Iraq. And then he gave me his email address, and he and I started corresponding. I sent him care packages. It made all the difference in the world to him to have that support from me, a complete stranger. He was the age of my children, so I could instantly felt, wow, that could be my son or my daughter. And here it's a complete stranger who volunteered to help our country. It meant the world to him that he told me, "Kelly, if I ever have a child, you'll be my child's godmother." Well, several years later, he had a child, and I'm the godmother. And I had never met Akeem. And 2 years ago, out of the blue, I received a package in the mail from Akeem, and he decided to mail me his Bronze Star that he was awarded when he served his time in Iraq. And he said, "Kelly, if it wasn't for you, I would have never received this Brown Star. And so therefore, you and I both earned it. So I want you to have it." So it's framed and hanging in my kitchen. And fortunately, about a year ago, I was lucky enough to be able to meet Akeem. And he actually lives in the Virgin Islands. So that's why I had never met him. But to this day, we are the best of friends.
All from a folded piece of paper in an envelope with a stamp on it, and it became this sort of thing.
Yep. So he took the time to write back to me, and he appreciated all the cards and letters, and he still does. When my students give me some letters of support to the military, he's one of the people I send them to. He just had a very dear friend, soldier, who was actually killed. So he is still able to help many people through some of the letters. He and I have a great system going.
Well, you've given us an opportunity to help out. We think we hear the stories. There's people still serving. War still going on. How can we help? Words of encouragement. Maybe just tell them a little bit about your day or whatever. As you mentioned, putting information for contact, that's all optional or whatever. But
all right.
It's just a way of people, connecting with our troops. And you've kind of worked this for a number of years working out to do this. Again, this goes on right through Thanksgiving. You're collecting the cards. And again, how do people get a hold of you or get those cards to you?
So they can call me or text me at 440-552-3400. I'm happy to hear from somebody in the community. I hope to hear from a lot of people. And then I work at Lorain County Community College. My first name is Kelly. If you would come to the college and say, hey, I want to drop these Christmas cards off for Kelly, who's collecting them. I work in an office. It's called Accessibility Services. It's for students who have disabilities. They'll find their way to me. But I'm in the main building at the college. We have a circle outside of our building, a circular driveway. You could just pull in there, leave your car right there for 30 minutes. And I'm up on the second floor of College Center, room 234.
All right.
And I'll have a box outside our office.
And, of course, if people need to, they can always call us here at the station. I've got your information as well. We can pass along to them. Again, Kelly McLaughlin, Lorain County Community College, collecting those holiday cards for the troop, goes through the USO. Kelly, thanks for your time this morning, and hope you get a lot of mail to send out.
Yeah. And thank you so much, Bruce, for, you know, being willing to get the word out, because it really means a lot to a lot of people.
Well,
thank you.
You've got the vehicle, the machine in process. We just need to fill it with the cards to send to our troops. Again, Kelly,
okay.
Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Thank you.